And thank you for joining us for this week's call as we transform sadness and overexcitement, and we're working into harmony in the context of the fight response. So as we work within all of that, I'm going to invite you to get comfy and cozy, making any little adjustments that you might need to really get settled in and to land here. And as we settle in, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. If any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to really receive it, to be with it. As you settle into the landing, we invite you to, on purpose, scan your outer environment or your inner environment. Excuse me, and letting your gaze inwardly or outwardly, wherever it may be, land on anything in particular that's, again, pleasant, neutral, to be with, something that's potentially beautiful or easeful. And when you land on that thing, noticing what you like about it the most in this moment. Savoring it, receiving it, letting it melt in your mouth like a fine piece of chocolate in essence. And as you drink in that nourishment, breath by breath, breathing it in a little deeper, noticing what happens in your body. If any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that too. Drinking in all the goodness in all the ways. What is it, just for a few breaths, to satiate yourself in goodness? To bathe yourself thoroughly in it, almost like you could flood yourself with it for just a few breaths. Okay, and as we start off today's session, excuse me, we're working with a permission statement, and it's addressing the concern of, like, will I be able to face what's coming my way this year? Will I be able to face what's coming my way this year? And the permission statement is, I face forward. I face forward. And we're connecting it through to the legs and the heart and the prefrontal cortex in the center of the forehead there, that is much like the heart of our head brain. Giving yourself permission to not just face forward, but be able to move with the legs, be able to receive its energy with the heart, and to be able to integrate with ease in the prefrontal cortex, as that's, well, the job of what it does. as we support the body mind and being able to simply move forward. We're bringing in the elements of water to help it happen fluidly, but also to help it happen at the very deepest core level of your bones, of your fluids, like your blood. And if we support this in the bone and the blood level, we're running the permissions here that it's safe to take action. And we're connecting that into the entire ancestral realm. And as we support the body mind in receiving that all, we're supporting all the different teeny tiny muscles in the face to let go of some of the strain that they've been hanging on to. I'm going to bring in circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, mirror of our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness and awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And also working with the overall balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine energies. And running hydration, helping the cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Okay. Interesting. Now as you work with that, if the whole face musculature could speak, it would say something like, I'm so tired of having to deal with the same old, same old. I keep moving forward and nothing around me changes. Why am I stuck here again? And we actually need to run a body chemistry on all of that feeling like a sort of congestion. To run body chemistry on congestion at the mental, emotional level. And then we're going to do another one at the physical level, to support any particular microbalance throughout the head, face, including the teeth and the gums, seeing a fair amount of anaerobic bacteria, the gram-negative ones, and they're angry. They're really, really angry, which makes sense. Bacteria tend to show up to consume anger. Viruses do it for fear. So as we balance the microbiome here within the mouth, the teeth, the jawbone itself, as well as included here, we're going all the way back through the ancestral realm. Five generations, no, pardon me, I missed the one part of that, 15 generations, no small amounts, on mom's side, 12 generations on dad's side. And there's some unexpressed anger, it's an understatement. There's a lot of unexpressed anger here. And as we begin to release layer after layer, generation by generation, ancestor by ancestor, running the permissions here, your voice carries weight. Your voice carries like gravitas, weight, and can be taken seriously. Oh, pardon me, and will be taken seriously. Got it. Your voice carries gravitas or weight and will be taken seriously. Yeah, which also means that the importance of your wording, your words, matters. And this gets to actually have an impact. And then all of the roots of the teeth, I'm actually seeing little teeny tiny blossoms of flowers come alive in there, bringing in new life, along with hope and optimism that this actually gets to be different now. Okay. And here we have to do a fair amount of masculine, feminine balancing. And there's like a shutdown in the feminine energy around the masculine being shut down and not taking action, which then in turn creates more shutdown within the feminine, which in turn creates more shutdown within the masculine. And you get the idea. It's getting caught in this loop of shutting down, of collapsing. Okay. We might actually be intimately studying the collapse response. We have our fight, and then we have flight, and after that we have the last 2 months, which are semi-open. I was leaving them to see which of the responses. There's a couple others that we could work with, but I have the sense, given this, that we're going to be working with some collapse slash submit, is what it's technically referred to as. So knowing that we're just touching in on the bare bones of this, so to speak. All the puns in their intended bare bones, and so to speak, that was unintentional, but very appropriate here. And as we work with that shutdown, feeding shutdown, feeding shutdown, there's this energy of like stubbornness, like nobody wants to see each other's sides. I don't want to take that in. I don't want to see anything here. I don't want to look from their perspective. And that's going all the way through the eyes and the neck. And everyone's just like stubbornly digging in their heels, being like, no, I won't even look around to take in one more fucking thing. I'm so done with this. I'm so frustrated. Fuck it. Okay, so along with that, releasing rage. Again, through the mouth, the gums, the teeth, the jaw bones, and going into actually the jaw joints themselves, into the TMJ, along with into the back of the hips, the sacroiliac. The TMJ and the sacroiliac are like reciprocals, partners in a way. And there's some rage here that was necessary at one point in time to make your way through that birth canal. You needed that rage. There's this huge piston of forward motion that happens with birth. And then there was this frustration as well around feeling held back, shut down, like you weren't allowed to progress, which in turn created more anger. And there was this real push pull, push pull, push pull. And within that, it actually created within the nervous system a sense of shock, along with the belief system of no one will listen to me, no one will care, so why bother even expressing myself appropriately in the first place? Okay, and then at the same time as all of that, a bit ironic, there's a whole lot of how I show up actually really matters, and I need to walk on eggshells, and I need to manage how it is I appear to others in order to be received, welcomed, valued, liked, loved, taken care of. No small thing. Okay, I'm going to call that image management for short. And that's mostly hanging out. Oh, it's actually in a few different spots. It's in some big joints of the body, including the left knee, the left hip, the left shoulder. Okay. I need to manage how it is I'm perceived, is the essence of this. And no mistake that this is flaring up recently after the holidays and how we've had to manage our perceptions around our families, around old friends, etc. And there's actually a fear of what if people here don't welcome all the changes that I've made in this last while? What if people around me don't notice it, don't perceive it, don't welcome it? They might not see it, they might straight up ignore it, or they might go, that's not okay, and they might reject me because of it. So I'm going to sum that all up with insecurity. And then we're going to release lymphatic circulation through the big joints on the left side of the body, including the left shoulder, left hip, left elbow, left knee, left wrist, left ankle. And then we're going to link all the minor chakras, so the all those jaw, pardon me, all the joints there have minor chakras. We're going to link shoulder, elbow, wrist together, along with hip, knee, ankle. And as we support that linking together of all the minor chakras, connecting everything on the left side now through to the heart, And up to the right side of the skull. Okay, beautiful. Okay. As that happens, releasing through the jaws another layer of control on the emotional realm and needing to manage your image in the emotional realm, particular around anger. So whether you're controlling the expression of anger, whether you're controlling what it is you think you should be angry about, or any other layer to that, it's creating this sense of the fight response itself having to be managed and kept at bay, which in turn is actually just increasing the fight response's fight within itself. Okay, and related to that, we're releasing a whole lot of shock. And this is again linking to shortly around birth and how it is you're received, perceived, and how all the comments that were made to you at that point in time felt like everybody misunderstanding everything that you had been through, and how it is you were potentially left alone at times when you wanted to be held, landing as like an abandonment or a neglect. Okay, so just releasing that undigested shock primarily off of the back of the neck. Okay, and there is a sense of I'm born into times that are more masculine or patriarchal. So it's actually coming off of more so the back of the neck in particular, because that's more masculine in nature. And then we need to link back the right neck to the left brain, and then vice versa, back of the left neck into the right brain. And at the same time, we're unhooking as many layers as are available to go around, I'm going to call it tech neck, meaning you look down at your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever your device is. And as you look down at that, there's also the sense of I have to bow my head to whatever it is you're looking at on the screen. So you have to submit or collapse to that energy. And at the same time, that aggravating the tendency to, or the desire to, I'm going to say rage against the machine or fight back against the system of what feels like it might be controlling or oppressing at times. Okay, so in essence, releasing dissatisfaction around the neck, primarily the back, but also going into the front. And the front portion relates more so to your needs not feeling met. Not feeling heard, not feeling seen, the needs themselves not feeling heard or seen, and then in turn not met. Then, for your entire masculine nature, left brain, right side of the body, back body, it's safe to hold my own again. Is the permissions here? It's safe to hold my own again, in particular when you're taking action, when you're moving forward, when you're looking to provide for yourself, when you're looking to feel the sense of protection, or when you're entering the creative realm. And as we work with that, there's also a feminine aspect to creativity, but we're working more with a masculine capacity to act it out, to like take action on that creative process, not just thinking about it, but actually moving forward with it. Okay, we're gonna tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay. Now we have a really interesting permission statement. Okay. And it's between you and life, between you and life itself. And the words are simply, I am a willing participant. I am a willing participant. I'm a willing participant. Related to that, a second permission. I open to life. I open to life and all of its expressions. I open to life and all of its expressions. And we're linking both of those permission statements again to all things masculine, to all things yang, to support the body in being willing to open to and to move forward to take action in a way that's healthy and supportive for it, as well as for your families, your ancestors, your lineage. And I didn't do this earlier. I'm doing it now on purpose. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for receiving this. And thank you for being here as you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of your ancestors, your families, their lineages. And we give deep gratitude and respect and thanks to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that we've walked upon, and all of those that have come before us, and all of those yet to come may also receive that capacity to take that action to walk on this land, to be nourished through their actions. And as we work with that, supporting the capacity to receive nourishment in your taking of action. As we do that, releasing the belief system that taking action somehow depletes you and leaves you with nothing. What if taking action can actually move you forward towards something bountiful, towards something plentiful, towards something of abundance? Almost like reaping a harvest you didn't even know was possible. Because of the blinders placed by that idea, that belief, that taking action was somehow depleting. If we think of just those that have caretaken and stewarded the lands that we receive nourishment from, their actions have supported the nourishment of many, as well as themselves. And so too can this capacity for your masculine to take action provide in an abundant way. releasing them. I'm going to call it a scarcity complex now from your entire masculine lineage. And related to that, a sense within the masculine of fear that they'll be abandoned by the feminine for not being able to provide well enough, and that they'll lose that nourishment. And almost like a sense of losing connection to love itself. A sense of depletion. And as we release this, releasing as well the habit pattern, again through all the generations previous, and linking pineal, masculine, to pituitary, feminine, linking healthy masculine to healthy feminine, and to support that, linking spleen 21, or pancreas reflex point, as we call it in body talk, which helps to take in that sweetness of life, the embrace of the universe herself, all the way into heart one, all the way into the beginnings of all things harmony, all things wisdom, all things relating to respectful, dignified connections. And it's redefining this consciousness of labor of love. Taking action means a little bit of labor. As we link that through to the sweetness, into connection with the hearts, getting to do it with love. As you reconnect, potentially reunite to passion. Connecting that through to the very blood itself. Running one more cellular repair, this time for the red blood cells themselves, specifically going into their capacity to carry oxygen. And repairing their connection, their relationship to, within the lungs, the ACE2 receptor site, which in part, if memory serves, medical school has been a while, 20-some years ago now, a little more, which helps to take in supportively good, healthy energy through the lungs. Okay. And within that, releasing, it looks like sticky phlegm. Looks like really sticky phlegm. Okay, and here we need to circulate on a consciousness level three different things. This is going into more of the natural herb plant realm, which I, in full transparency, am not a specialist in any way, shape, or form. We're going to work with three things. Nadokinase, which is an enzyme that breaks down certain proteins in a good, healthy way. And also working with curcumin, which helps to lower inflammation in general, has a little bit of heat to it too, so it can fight fire with fire, so to speak. And then bromelain, which is also an enzyme and also helps with pain and inflammation in general. As we circulate those through the lung tissues, also circulating them through the bloodstream, as well as for the diaphragm muscle. The regular breathing diaphragm. And for all those areas, running the permission statement, I am supported here. Oh, pardon me, I am supported. I am supported from the inside out. Got it. I am supported from the inside out. That's the final answer in case you were curious. I am supported from the inside out. Helping the body to, in essence, help to reduce inflammation and to optimize circulation one more time of all those healing resources that we started off with, doing it for the lung tissue. And then we're going to do it for the sinuses. And then we're going to do it for the core of the bones, the bone marrow, and all the sites where it's produced. And Beautiful. And then we're going to run it one more time. For the enteric nervous system that balances our gut brain. And here, supporting the natural healthy microbiome and replenishing the natural bacteria that hang out here that support us in our immune system, that support our digestion. And for the microbiome, balancing all five elements, fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And running the permission that it's safe to expand again, like it's safe to actually fight. It's safe to expand its reach, its fights, sort of territory in which it's fighting. And as it works with the energy that was freed up from all the other fight response pieces that we worked through, I haven't necessarily named them as such throughout most of the session, but they've been there in almost every single piece that I mentioned, other than the collapse emit part. And as that energy gets freed up from those responses, it gets to be put here to fight the good fight in a good way. And as that happens, releasing the need to overwork to prove itself. And releasing your need to overwork to prove yourself. And releasing through the back of the neck and the shoulders any particular fight response in a relationship to feeling taken advantage of slash bullied, feeling taken advantage of slash bullied, and the underlying sense of injustice as that releases through the back of the neck, back of the arms, back of shoulders, as just as if like a weight gets to be set down. Okay, beautiful. I'm going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay. Giving that another round of breath, maybe two or three. And we're heading into the immune system and we're releasing the emotion of worry around having to fight an invisible enemy. And feeling like there's no winning, there's no getting ahead. And related to that, a sense of a whole lot of sadness being built up within the head around that all. I can't get ahead, so I should just stop. I'll just be depressed over here instead. That's linking to the eighth house. Working here with the natural meridian, that of the kidney, And doing emotional release of sadness very specifically now from kidney one acupuncture points in the bottom of the soles of the feet. Okay, interesting. No matter what steps I take, I can't seem to get ahead. Is the messaging here. And as that releases through the kidney meridian, point one being on the middle of the sole of that foot, particularly, releasing excess layers, I'm going to say disgruntledness, along with the emotion of sadness alike, through to the earth herself. And then we need to balance your feet to the planetary energy of the Schumann resonance. The earth has had a whole lot of interesting, intense solar flares as of late. And there's a sense of, like, not even the earth is stable and grounded and supportive. It's a little too fiery. It's a little too shocking to the system right now. As you release, I'm going to call it the tenderness within that all, from the feet, supporting the capacity to be connected and reunited alike to the earth. And by means of releasing this idea that the earth is something that you need to fight against, taking in. And then running another body chemistry through the entire nervous system, through the immune system, around the intolerance to existence, the intolerance to being here, the intolerance to being footed on earth, planted on earth. Okay, and then we're releasing shame around the fight to exist. Shame around the actual fight to simply be alive, to survive, to be in existence. And for whatever reason, we're tapping that part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay. Doing now another emotional release of sadness. And underneath it, it's almost as if the sadness was protecting the fear of joy, the fear of enjoyment of life. And it's all enshrouded within the layers of the heart. So as we work within that, the sadness being more so in the pericardium, the outer layer, and the fear of joy being more in the inside layer, the endocardium that lines the internal aspects of the organ of the heart. As we balance the outer lining and the inner lining, in between, there's a muscle layer, the myocardium. And it's actually carrying the bulk of the energy of the need to fight and trying to fight to keep these two apart from one another. And there's a sense of, as long as I can keep those two things at bay, then we got a shot at being here. There's tremendous anxiety and fear around what might change if that all releases. So we're going to start here within that muscle layer by running circulation of lymph, clearing out again toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And we're letting it know that it's done its job really well. It can actually rest and settle here now entirely. It's good to go. And then from the inside layer, running hydration, but doing it really, really slow, titrating it, like literally one drop at a time, to support the capacity to tolerate joy slash ecstasy slash delight slash pleasure. We're releasing it into the very hollow spaces of the bones and the hollow spaces of the organs. And for all those hollow spaces, running the permissions of I am here to remind the body of its existence within these hollow spaces. As long as the body knows that it's existing, that it's alive, it actually tends to function better. No surprise there. And it also helps to more readily release even more layers of old undigested shock from birth patterns alike. Then for the outer layer of the heart, that pericardium, we're actually going to orient it to all five senses, consciousness of sensuality, reminding it to see its environment, to hear its environment, and to feel the sensations that happen when it's present to its environment. As we support the body mind in seeing, hearing, feeling, running the permissions of I get to do this my own way. Might look different than how I was told to do it, might look different from how other people are doing it, might look different from all the experts and how they think it should be done. I get to do this in my own way. Linking it into the entire right side of head, face, neck, and giving it permission to hold its own, along with permission to allow itself to be held, to hold its own and to be held, to hold its own and to be held. And related to all of this, at the same time, we're releasing a particular pattern around being able to find control by means of finding displeasure in things. So, as long as I'm displeased by something, and there's a lack of pleasure within it, then I have a sense of I can control that and I can hold my own amongst it. And related to that, the emotion of joy, feeling really, really dangerous. If I enjoy myself, all hell might break loose. And if you work that out on a subconscious level, and the level of the spleen meridian, supporting the body to take in more nourishment by running a C tree on this particular pattern, starting with C, circulation of all those same healing resources. D for defrag, much like that computer defrag or spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness. We might think of these as the surrender, the release, the letting go. And it's going to continue for the next 16 days, so almost to the end of the month. To the end of the fight response, for sure. And as we work with that, unhooking the belief system of I can't stand myself I cannot stand myself, but also like I can't stand on my own. They're both in here, both meanings. Releasing that from the right side, along with the perception of helpless and powerless. That men are powerless, that men are helpless in the sense of they can't take effectual action in particular, like, oh, of course a man can't do that. Of course a man doesn't know that. Of course a man can't figure that out. Of course a man won't be able to, maneuver or navigate that. And releasing all those thought patterns, those belief systems from your own masculine nature, because what we say about men actually lands as a projection from our own masculine capacity and nature within ourselves. And as it unwinds through the masculine, releasing shame around ourselves, shame around self. So shame from the feminine to the masculine, shame from your inner masculine to your inner feminine. Shame, period, in all the ways that there's sort of these tensions in the internal relating elements within yourself, within your systems. And we're going to tap this out here. Again, invitation to breathe, to receive. Giving that another round, a gentle breath. Excuse me. Can move something down below here. There we go. We're releasing the expectation. Now, through the entire right side of the body, through the gallbladder meridian line, which also works with the consciousness of being stable within ourselves, within our environments. The expectation that I should be shunned or ignored or disrespected, or all three. Shunned, ignored, disrespected, in particular as it orients to family. And releasing the desire to stay contained within that perception. Oh, I will not sing this song, but there's a song, I want to say it's like 80s, maybe 90s. But it goes something to the effect of like it's time to break free. I just see this like dramatic, almost like if you could imagine being inside like an egg and like ripping out the shell and breaking it out from the inside out, and that rippling through the entire right side of the outside edge of the right side of the body there. And here we're working with the permissions that you determine your own sense of stability. No one else gets to undermine that. You get to determine your own sense of stability slash self-worth. The self-worth piece is more so linking through the right collarbone into the thymus gland, just above the heart there, and to the very top of the sternum bone, the manubrium. Doing a pretty substantial emotional release of sadness through that collarbone, manubrium, thymus, and even out to actually the shoulder joint itself and like. Okay, I'm gonna say something. It might not be very popular right now, or ever. But there's this idea of the venom that you experience from challenging people, family, or otherwise. It's actually the venom of almost like homeopathy, like it's like cures like. It's an attempt to cure the underlying venom within you by means of highlighting that venom and that response. I'm actually going to bring in the consciousness of nicotine and its sort of like fiery, venomous qualities that it carries. Carries, I'm sure, good things too. I honestly don't know enough about the energy of tobacco enough. But this is more so the element of nicotine. And as that releases through here, releasing shame around the smokers in your family lines, which were attempting to resolve this in a very subconscious, different way. And then for those of you who grew in womb spaces that were flooded with nicotine, with smoking of tobacco, we're going to reorient the element of nicotine to do what it was meant to do and do a body chemistry to release all the different oh my gosh, what's the word? All the extra things they add in, adjuvants, to keep, cigarettes, whatever that does, preserving them, keeping them addictive, giving them shelf stability. And then we're releasing the consciousness of addiction. If any of you were born within that sense of a womb space that was filled with smoke on a regular basis, there's actually a detoxification, a withdrawal set of symptoms that you went through as a early stages of your little one's birth and life on the other side of being born. But in particular, that first 7 days being the worst and almost feeling like essentially, like you had a hangover, but no understanding or context to put that into place, and you were just born, meaning you just ran a marathon, triathlon, really. And what amongst all of that, this expectation to breathe with ease just felt crippling. So you want me to do what now? How is this supposed to work? How is that possible when I'm in the middle of juggling all this other energy? I'm going to do the same for those of you who are born with, in the certain eras, they used like a mask and they gave gas to mums that were delivering a baby. It's releasing the same thing, much like we did with nicotine, but with that chemical. And for some of you, using that same process again, but this time for any alcohol that mom might have been consuming. And related to all of that, unhooking the consciousness of dullness and apathy from the lungs, which is your first house, which is the house of new beginnings, releasing dullness and apathy around new beginnings and taking action to move forward with them to face that direction. And with that, I actually see the entire front body just take this breath of gratitude, like finally, some space, some time has passed to get here now. I can release all of that. And there's spaciousness to breathe. There's room for me to breathe here, now. We're tapping that out. Invitation to again breathe and receive here. Giving that a slow, deep breath. Letting that part land. I've got a song. I'm actually deciding between three of them right now. This song is, oh, I can't say the name very well. Questo Mostrarsi. It's by an artist. Love is Colder Than Death. Interesting name. The song is beautiful. It's from an album. Again, I'm not going to say the name very well. Tang Mouth. Something along those lines. I'll post the link. I'm going to invite you to bring in and connect to any resources that you found at the beginning that were helpful and continue to be with those and to receive their nourishment. I'm going to invite you to breathe on purpose with that same conscious connected breath that we do in integration weeks here for just the next 2.5 minutes as a form of taking action, as a form of being able to actively receive nourishment and be with it. Play one more song. This one's called Wise Grandmothers by Tara Wiles from the album Wise Grandmothers.
Wise grandmothers, lend me your hands. Make my ears sharp to hear your voice. Animate me with your wisdom as eternal echoes throughout the ages.
Great grandmothers, call me.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for all that you are. Thank you for being here and receiving and offering yourselves in this way. Mwah. Blessings for the rest of your day and your week ahead. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. If anyone wants any additional support, let me know. Holding you with all the love in my heart, and we'll see you next week, y'all. Bye for now. I'm gonna stop the recording here.